1972 reunion. This was the first year that the families were asked to help with the expenses. We got a little spoiled with the uncles providing for all the reunion expenses. The attendance increased to 401, so with the reunion getting so big, each family branch was identified by a color with a scarf or name tag. All the traditional activities were held with the addition of a children's patriotic parade around camp led by Netta Brown, a teenager's tug-of-war, and some wrestling matches. The big event on Friday night was the presentation of the play Box and Cox. This is a play that the Edwin Marion family had put on many years before. Arthur and Ernest Whiting played Mr. Box, and Mr. Cox and Beulah Whiting Heward played Mrs. Bouncer. The evening was topped off with another very successful dance with the family dance band providing the music. After the dance, Joyce L. Cooper told her breathtaking ghost stories to the teenagers. As usual, the food was delicious, especially the Saturday afternoon meal being a deep-pit barbecued beef dinner prepared by Mike Udall. One of the most hilarious and entertaining events of the reunion was the sawmill saga, or Minnie may have pined, but she was no sap put on by the Barefoot-like players. Joyce L. Cooper wrote and directed this melodrama about Titman Priestley. Following this presentation, the Arthur Whiting family presented his life story by holding a mock court trial with Art as the prisoner and Milton, his son, acting as the judge. Here again, lots of drama and humor to delight the audience. After the much-loved testimony meeting, it was time to say goodbye.